다시 보기 조전에 돌아
위라된 죄내게
So with regard to the practices, there are two sets of four different practices. The first set is for the Tridhuta practice, and there are four courses or factors which help you to maintain your bodhicitta in this life without declining it. And so in this text you find mentioned here, having developed the aspiration for enlightenment constantly enhance it through concerted effort. And so this shows one of the four factors, reminding yourself of bodhicitta over and over again. It's not enough just to have the experience once and leave it. We should not do that, but remind yourself about bodhicitta over and over again so that it will enhance and not decline. And even in the case of the Buddha himself, Shakyamuni Buddha, what he has done is constantly reminding himself of developing bodhicitta over and over again, which are recounted and recounted in the sutras, such as the sutra of what is known as the Thong. The thousand Buddhas of this fortunate eon, and then also the lotus, white lotus sutra, and so forth. And so these sutras recount how the Buddha himself cultivated bodhicitta over and over. And so we have to look at such examples and apply these things to ourselves. And then regarding the three other factors for maintaining your bodhicitta in this life, and they are given in Namam Chemo by Namasankara. So which are the thinking and reflecting on the benefits of aspiring bodhicitta, and then in Namun Chemo it also gives this the points where it says remind yourself three times a day and three times in the night this aspiring bodhicitta, which has to do with this this mind constantly enhancing through concerted effort. And then the third point not giving up on sentient beings. Sometimes we may need to come across beings and people who may be utterly negative. However, they may be to you, even if it may be like your enemy thing, you must not give up in working for sentient beings. You must not think that you will not work for this person, and when they are very unruly and very negative to you, you must not feel discouraged to work for sentient beings like a sworn enemy. And so this is what meant by not giving up on sentient beings. And then the fourth point is that of accumulating the two stores of merit. So then the text is to remember it in this and also in other lives. So basically talking about these four factors to retain bodhicitta in this life, and four factors to retain bodhicitta in the next life.
反正这个叫做我的这个叫做你把你那些爹现在给我现在的叫我就可以了就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就可以了就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你的叫我就算你 노벨 저 저도 뭐 변경이 이 나와 되게 그렇죠. 뭐 요새 말하나? 누구 말하나? 뭐 무슨 게 맞지? 세계 대통 말이야. 무슨 개발 개발? 무슨 나온 거라? 이렇게 개발을 좀 보장 거라. 세계 어디 내가 말. 세계 지금 현재 이게 세계 개발을 위해서 고르기 그런 장고를 무슨 대로 세계와의 방법만 상대품만 모든 품만 계속 이제 말하기 시작하는 이런 경우가 있어. 지금 봐도 이제 네가 자리 있으면 우리 유능을 빌려준 거야. 무슨 말아 무슨 무슨 야마저기 너무 돼야 모든 품만. 이제 지금 대신에 뭐 어떻게 이제 무슨 힘을 무슨 얘기를 하고 이제 이거 다.
So verse number 18, this is the means of attaining bodhicitta for this life and the next life. And then the next verse is with the engaging bodhicitta. And so it shows the ritual or the practice for taking bodhisattva vow, basically. Why this is so is because once you have developed bodhicitta in yourself, if you don't keep it up with the vows of bodhicitta, then your bodhicitta will never grow. And so in order for the bodhicitta to grow and its power and all that, then you need to take bodhisattva vows, and which means that you go through certain ritual ceremony and take the vows, and then engage in the activities, the practices of bodhisattvas. Because even if you may have this good wish to become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings, that wish and intention alone will not get you there to that ultimate state of enlightenment. Therefore, after having developed bodhicitta, you need to engage in the bodhisattva practices, and for that you need to make this vow and take a vow to engage in the bodhisattva practices, so that you will finally reach that goal.
When the Buddha was, you didn't be tender and kind of person. You didn't know you didn't get your yard. 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 You didn't know ini そうだ、リズム、リズム、そうだ、リズム、ガロン。そうだ、リズムしてあげ。人間、ロジュンでなってる。いろんな場面にいんじゃ。いろんな場面にいんじゃ、ロマンチ、マンチ。で、ガロンで、人間にいんじゃ。人間にいんじゃ、まあ、ガロン。いろんなことそば。人間にいんじゃ、ガロンしてあげ。 이런 거나 이런 방면으로 다 안 하지. 얘는 말 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 남자 제일 좀 뭐 어유기 제한테 소좀 리더 좀 뭐 제일 좀 이거
어유
야 내 손한테 니 잡아주지 못해 니 잡아주지 못해 내 목을 근데 손도 믿는 게 다 되는 게 없으니 잡아주지 못해 잡아주지 못해 담이 메이트한 거 쓰여도 맛있는 거 있고 그러고 거의 이제 믿는 게 해야지 이상하나? 아야 아니 아마 저저 이름 가르잖아 소소 리듬도 대시베 세데스 세나나 이런 소도 리듬이나 이런 이런 거 맞지 잡지 뭐 해 이런 거 맞다고 세 아주 소도 맞지다 소도 맞지는 이런 거 이런 거 진짜 맞는 게 좋다고 근데 이게 있는 거 근데 이런 거 이거 맞다 동교반이 중요한 거 봐야지 이게 사실 일등이나 소진 영역으로 이게 더 많이 더 호르게 돼.
Then, having said that, you need to go through this ceremony in order to enhance your bodhicitta, the next shows that the physical basis on which you can actually take the bodhisattva vows. Those who maintain any of the seven kinds of individual liberation vows. Have the ideal prerequisite for the Bodhisattva vow, not that. So, what is meant by this is basically, of course, in order to take Bodhisattva vow and generate bodhicitta in yourself, you don't need to be a human being as such. Bodhicitta can be developed and grow in other beings such as animals and gods and so forth. But this one particularly is showing a very special physical basis on which you can take a bit of the Bodhisattva vows. It's not excluding that if you don't have these bodhisattva vows, then that if you don't have any of these seven types of beings, then you cannot take bodhisattva rule as such. But it's showing a very special case of taking bodhisattva vows. For that, it has to be a human person. While being a human person, this verse shows that those of the seven, those who have the seven different vows of the individual liberation vow, the Pratimoksha system, which are those of the five ordained persons and the people's vows. Those of the vows of the novice monks and nuns, and then there's the probationary nuns vow, and then those of the bhikshu and bhikshuni vows. The other two vows people are those of the lay practitioners who have taken vows, like Upasaka and Upasaki. Therefore, usually within the Pratimoksha system you have eight different vows, but here only seven is mentioned. It's because of in order to show that these are very special physical bases upon which you can take the bodhisattva vows. And whereas the eighth type of vow is that of Nyenne, which is a 24-hour layperson's vow. And so, because it's a very short period of time, perhaps it's not mentioned, referred to in Adisha's text. When he says these three, uh, these seven types of people have the very ideal prerequisites. It's showing that these are the very special basis for taking the Bodhisattva vows. So when next it mentions the celibacy being the best kind of good basis for taking Bodhisattva vows, and so celibacy here refers mainly, primarily to those bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, and then the novice monks and nuns also come along and included in this type of being. And then the next verse shows the kind of teacher from whom you take the Bodhisattva vows. And the Disha is saying that he is going to, according to the ritual described in the chapter on disciplining the Bodhisattva teachers, which is written by which was written by Master Asanga, take the vow from a good and well qualified spiritual teacher. And then he goes on to mention the qualifications of such a spiritual teacher in the next verse. This kind of spiritual teacher who is giving, going to give vows, from whom you are going to take the Bodhisattva vows, must have these qualities and these qualifications, which are that he or she has to be skilled in the vows of the vow ceremony, and who lives by the vow and has the confidence or delight in giving the vows, and must be compassionate to bestow it.
Ambara ji kyo bhaji. Yudhi nyami ya kyo wangwa ji. Ambara ya zari kyo bhaji. Yudhi chanchu, chanchu tu kya bhaji. Singi tuna. Jabar sangi. Rama meba che. Rama meba ya ni. Tu kya bhaji. Sung kya bhaji. Sung bhaji. Sing kya bhaji. Yambegi. Yambegi ni. Sangi ki jing. Yengi dola shen. Tu kya bhaji. Tu kya bhaji. Yambegi. Tu kya bhaji. Yambegi. Jabba rangi, tangi ki jing, jengi kubi, dora xie, jabba ki jingu shiwa, jabba ki jingu shiwa, kumdwa jabba, tingi ki hanchao kumdwa, jambi rang, jambi amara dan yuwe se, tingi rong su xie baji, jambi jingu yu dora, su xiao se.
So in the case, after trying to find this kind of qualified spiritual master from whom you wish to take the Bodhisattva vows, suppose you don't find such a person, then what do you do? And so the discussion, Adisha gives this answer. It says, however, in the case you try but cannot find such a spiritual teacher, I explain either correct vows. And so what this shows is that if you don't find a spiritual teacher as such, then a person from whom you can take the vows, then you can take the vows from the certain representation of Buddha. And so as to that, if you ask, where do you find the source for such a practice, authentic source for such a practice, then the answer is, it is given in the ornament of Manjushri Buddha and Sutra. This is the sutra which mentions the pure land of Manjushri. And so, wherein it mentioned that in the past, Manjushri himself took Bodhisattva vows from a certain representation when he was born at Ambarada. Then it goes on to show that when you take the Bodhisattva vows in front of a a certain representation of the Buddha's house. The protector here refers to the Buddha's house. And so in the presence of the protectors, I will arouse that, the intention to gain full enlightenment. And, so what you think is, when you take the bath, going through the ceremony, you have to feel and imagine that the Buddha actually is right in front of you, and Buddha's now right in front of you, and then go take the Bodhisattva vows from them. And so you vow to yourself that you will free all sentient beings from the cycle of existence. And so, in order to so what you say is, in order for this Bodhisattva not to decline and not to cause any kind of infraction to your vows, what you have to do is avoid doing any harboring any kind of harmful thoughts to others, for the sentient beings, and have no anger towards them, no avarice and envy. So why this is so is because these are the counter and forces to Bodhisattva vows, and therefore you should not allow these to occur within yourself at all. And then the next verse shows that ideally, in order to take those other vows, you should have the celibacy, vow of celibacy, pure conduct, here with regards to celibacy. That would be the best thing to have, but in case you don't you're not celibate, you have not taken your vow of celibacy of monks and nuns, then what you should still avoid doing is those of the seven negative actions of body and speech. And then for which the three negative actions of the mind become the motivation, the motivating factors. And therefore you have to avoid these ten different negative actions. So ideally it's recommended that the vow of celibacy of monks and nuns is recommended, but in case you don't have that, then please avoid the seven physical and verbal actions. And then next verse says, I shall not be eager to reach enlightenment in the quickest way, but shall stay behind till the very end for the sake of a single, even a single being. And so you should have this delight in cultivating bodhicitta and cultivating the bodhisattva vows.
And the
I'm sorry, I jumped to one verse. The previous verse was verse number 28. Now verse number 29 is showing that one should not be eager to become enlightened quickly just for the sake of oneself, but must even work to liberate, even if there may be only one sentient being to help and to liberate. You must work for that sentient being, not look for one's own enlightenment. And so the verse number 29 says, I shall not be eager to reach enlightenment in the quickest way, but I shall stay behind till the very end for the sake of a single being. So until the end of samsara, even if you may have to work for only a single sentient being to liberate that being, you must have this courage to stay in samsara to liberate this sentient being.
你哪能说讲话呢？你哪能说话讲话？小舅子哪边来？老舅子在哪里呢？他在这里打我一下，一个人在打我一下的。没人，你叫我。我不是不能有朋友。你，生意营销，我们，生意生意，生意生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意，生意 ਆਗੀ ਰੰਗੀ ਰੰਗੀ ਮੀਜ਼ਵਾ ਤੇ ਮੀਜ਼ਵਾ ਤੇ ਕੇ ਫਮ ਕੇ ਚੋ ਲੁਤੇ ਕੀ ਫਸਾ ਚੋ ਵਰ ਤੋ ਤੰਗੇ ਜੀ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ ਨਾ ਅਈ ਕੀ ਮੀ ਮੀ ਤੇ ਬਦਾਂ ਮੀ ਤੇ ਬਦਾਂ ਜਾ ਬਦ ਜੀ ਬਾ ਜੀ ਮੋ ਬੁਦੋਂ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਚੋ ਗਾਲ ਜੀ ਜੋ ਮੀ ਨਾ ਨੋ ਆ ਜਾ ਬਾ ਲਾ ਥੋ ਜੋ ਨਾ ਬਰ ਚੋ ਯੀ ਨ ਤੰਗੇ ਦੋ ਬਾ ਜੀ ਸੀ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਬਾ ਕਿ ਤੰਬ ਗੇ ਨੂੰ ਬਾ ਵਰ ਜੀ ਤੋਂ ਦਾ ਜੀ ਨਾ ਗੀ ਲੁਦਾ ਨ ਲੋਹਾ ਮੀ ਵੀ ਜੀ ਮਾ ਬਾਂ ਵਰ ਲੁਦਾ ਨਾ ਲਾ ਮੀ ਗੇ ਹੋ ਜੇ ਨਾ ਇਤਨੇ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਤੋ ਮਾ ਵਾ ਕੋ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਹਿੰ ਜਲਾ ਯਾਂ ਲੋਹਾ ਜੀ ਮੀ ਗੋ ਪਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੇ ਰੋ ਦੇ ਲੋਰ ਨਾ ਗੀ ਲੁਦਾ ਮਾ ਗੀ ਸੇ ਜੇ ਦਾ ਵਰ ਤਾ ਇਹ ਗੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਰ ਤਾ ਤੋ ਮੀ ਜੀ ਮੋ ਤੋ ਹੋ ਮੀ ਜੀ ਮੋ ਤੋ ਜੇ ਨਾ ਜੇ ਪਾ ਤੋ ਸ਼ਾਂ ਮੋ ਕੋ ਨੇ ਹਿੰ ਮੀ ਤੇ ਸੇ ਜੇ ਤੇ ਸੇ ਜੇ ਦੇ 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 ਪੋ ਮੋ ਲਾ ਤੇ ਸੋ ਆ ਜੇ ਦੇ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਜੇ ਮੀ ਸੋ ਮੋ ਲੇ ਤੇ ਨਾ ਮੋ rangi zu dang yi yi ge ta wa ji ni ge na na ge jao rangi ri na sen ne nan da yu ju he dang ni no ma ma da wa ti ri na wa su na le na ne ti ri na wa su mu na le ne le la na ti ri na wa de ku shi ju rangi ri ma yi su de na ba da ju kare jana gusegi nabade gusegi nabade sege bade dege mar mu ha dudu dudu ha me wona rang yumai ji yumai ji mi go yo mi go na bata ke go suri na bade na suri na bade me suri yo suri ji suri ji mo suri dubo ji me suri yo ni suri na ha ba na suri na nabada jeje sebe suri na bosu sa de ro
Then next it says I should put upon them this inconceivable glance that shows that during certain practice where you visualize them, that we call the transform the place into the Buddha land, and purifying in the heaven of the vision of the land where you're going to be become enlightened. And then it also goes on to say, and remain in the 10 directions for all those who call my name. So even if what this is showing is that when someone merely hears your name, and you should create this certain course whereby they become pleased just by hearing your name. And I shall purify all my bodily and verbal forms of activity, which means non-worship actions, and mental activities show the mental negative actions of the mind, and I shall purify. Why this is so, and if you wish to engage in the Bodhisattva practices, and if you what you need to gain in the next life also is a higher rebirth, such as an human rebirth in the next life, so that you can practice it further, and the Bodhisattva practice further. And therefore, if you are not careful with those sort of negative actions, then you if you don't avoid doing the negative actions, you will not be able to gain such a good rebirth in the next life. And instead, you will cause yourself more suffering in samsara. And therefore, it's important to have a good rebirth in the next life in order to be able to continue doing the Bodhisattva practices. And therefore, and doing nothing that is not virtuous shows that they're avoiding the negative actions through which you cause suffering. And then the next verse shows those are the three determined yourself to engage in the Bodhisattva practices. What you then go into it of the Bodhisattva vows and engaging the Bodhisattva practices. And so basically, the vow of Bodhisattva is comprised of these three different vows, which are shown in the next verse, where it says, in the three forms of discipline, and so these the three forms of discipline are the Bodhisattva vows are those of the vow of restraint, and then the vow of gathering dharma, and also the third one is the vow of benefiting sentient beings, and doing activities which are beneficial to sentient beings.
Very serious.
sering tena dum dum go ne go ro
se jana ne
for go ta re ta lo me jan sa ba yi lo jan so ne go go yi dum dum pa ji de na to sering tena to dum dum ya go ji ni na ne so ro go re ta to ne go go yi go sa na to to de no go go re so go go
The next verse, verse number 33, it shows out of the six different perfections which are practiced by bodhisattvas, as precept of the practice of morality is the fundamental practice. Once you keep morality impure, then you'll be able to complete